You know, sometimes people think that ministers are exempt, but we're not. We face everything that you guys face. And I want to thank all of you. I know some of you already knew I was dealing with this problem, but I want to thank you that have been praying with me and believing God with me. Hallelujah. You know, this week is, on Thursday is Thanksgiving, and it's a time that we're thankful for many different things. Provision for what God's done for us. You know, some people are more thankful than others. Simply because some people have a pessimistic outlook on life. But we need to have a positive outlook. We need to be thankful for what God has done for us and what others have done for us. You know, you ever asked anybody, set a glass of water and ask them, say, hey, is that glass half full or is it half empty? Some people answer half full. Some people say half empty. It actually depends on how you look at life. One fellow said this, when I'm asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my own response is that I'm just thankful I got a cup. You know, Thanksgiving is a time to reflect back and count your blessings for the year. You know, even though we've been through many different situations and trials, we're still here. That's one thing to be thankful for. I'm still here. I'm still going. No matter what has happened, I'm still here by the grace of God. You know, as we look at this week, we need to think about the impact that others have had upon our lives and express thanks to them through prayer or some way. William Jennings Bryan, he was the Secretary of State for President Woodrow Wilson back many years ago. He said, on Thanksgiving Day, we acknowledge our dependence. What do we depend upon? God and others. We know that numerous of times, the Apostle Paul acknowledged his dependence on God. But Paul did something else. He freely acknowledged his dependence upon others. And if I have a title for this today, I want to call it, I Thank God for You. Now let's look at some expressions of the Apostle Paul. Romans 1:8. Let me say first that I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith in him is being talked about all over the world. Ephesians 1:15. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus, your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you constantly. Colossians 1. Maybe I'll slow down a little bit, let you find it. It's just easier for me to write them down and then I don't have to hunt for them in my word. I do that ahead of time. Colossians 1:3. We always pray for you. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people. Philippians 1:3. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you've been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. He said here, every time I thank you, I give thanks to my God. Then 2 Thessalonians 1, 2 Thessalonians 1, 3. Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you because of your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing. Now I want to read that from the message. You need to know, friends, that thanking God over and over, you need to know, friends, that thanking God over and over for you is not only a pleasure, it's a must. We have to do it. Your faith is growing phenomenally. Your love for each other is developing wonderfully. I want to read another translation called the Passion Translation. We feel a personal responsibility to continually be thanking God for you, our spiritual family, every time we pray. And we have every reason to do so because your faith is growing marvelously beyond measure. The unselfish love each of you shares for one another is increasing and overflowing. Now, in these verses, we see that Paul is expressing thanks and appreciation to the believers in his different churches. Here he had an attitude of gratitude for those that had helped him. He held in high regard his relationship with his spiritual brothers and sisters in the family of God. He realized that he did not and had not become the success that he was without the help of others. You know, sometimes I think we're remiss when we don't realize that actually we know God is behind all of it, but that we're where we are because of other people. No matter how tall I stand today, I do it because I stand on the shoulders of two great men, my father and my father-in-law. I would not be where I am today without their support, without their help, without them telling me, you can make it, Ken, you can do it. Relationships are important, people, especially our spiritual relationships in the church. Without other people, we can't be what we need to be. Throughout Paul's ministry, you can look, if you just read in his letters, he was continually giving out acclamation to many different people that helped him. You know, he had learned that he could not do it alone. You know, it works better when we have a relationship with others of like faith. It works better when we have somebody else help and support us. You know, I don't care how much faith we have. I don't care how spiritual we are. I don't care how strong we are in God. We all reach a point sometimes that we need somebody to help us, to lift us up, all of us. I don't care whether you're famous or not. Everybody always says, some guy said to me, oh, you're famous. I said, I'm not famous. God is. You know, it's all God. You know, it's really helpful when you get encouraging support from your fellow Christians. You know, when somebody believes in you, even sometimes when you don't even believe in yourself, it helps you. You know, we need God, but we need one another. And we need to have an attitude of gratitude for God and for everyone that has been a help to us to get us where we are today. Albert Schweitzer, a theologian, a musician, medical missionary, said this: at times our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. Today, you know, you may be in a really good place. Everything may be good, and you really don't need support at this moment. But there will be times when you'll need this support from others. You may be doing well today, but remember, your friend, your fellow Christian may need a word of support, may need a word, you can make it. You know, sometimes it's not scripture that somebody needs. They know the scripture. It's not a prayer they need. They need somebody just to believe in them and tell them you can make it. When I was working those 6 years with my father-in-law, the associate pastor, he said to me, he said, "Son, listen." He said, "When you go to the hospital, most of our people, they don't need another scripture. They need a word of encouragement. They need a word that will lift them up." You know, sometimes we get so on the spiritual side that we forget that there is a natural side. Thank God for the spiritual side. That's the most important. All of us know that. But we need to think about how we can help somebody in the natural. How many of you here would lift your hand and say, "I was really down and somebody just said a word. Wasn't a word of God, wasn't a prayer, just said a word to me that helped me over the hill." Probably we could raise both hands and both feet. I want to share several keys that I have observed from the scriptures that I read here from Paul and others that he wrote. First of all, he learned to see the people as God. He learned to see people as God sees them. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has begun." See, we don't view Christ just as a man from a natural standpoint. In the same way, we can't afford to view fellow Christians from a natural standpoint. Each person is someone in Christ. They are someone. They are a person that Christ paid a high price for. Paul recognized the value of others by seeing them as God sees them, in their true spiritual condition. See, sometimes we look at people and we observe them from the natural. And any of you that knew my dad or was close to him, he would say, "I never," and Lynette can remember him saying this, "I never judge people from the natural." Any of y'all ever heard him say that? He says, we judge people from the spiritual. That's the way God judges us. That's the way God looks at us. It's probably the better word, I should say. See, how does God look at people? Number one, he loves unconditionally. Unconditionally. No matter what they've done or what they've said, how they've acted, He still loves them. God looks at people through the blood of Jesus Christ. How is that? There is therefore now no condemnation with Christ's blood. It's been applied. He sees them forgiven even before they ask for it. Thanksgiving is a great opportunity to see people the way God sees them and see them as valuable and precious. You know, at restaurants, airports, anywhere, if somebody does something, I say thank you. You know, if you'll get to a point, no matter what, I go drive through the drive through at the bank and make a deposit, and the person on the other end says, through the speaker says, thank you, or have a good weekend, or have a great Thanksgiving. And I respond, some people don't ever respond back, but I mean, I always respond back, thank you very much, you have a great weekend. You know, we need to take every opportunity we can to say thank you. You know, I'm driving down the road, and thank you, Jesus. I just say it. Why? Because I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Paul was very thankful for the faith of his fellow believers. See, there in Romans 11:1-11, for I long to visit you so I can bring you some spiritual gifts that will help you grow strong in the Lord. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but also I also want to be encouraged by yours. Now here Paul, he's talking about a two-way street here. He wants to encourage them, but he wants to be encouraged by them. There are many times that we are wanting somebody to encourage us, but we need to encourage them at the same time. That's what Paul's saying here, right? Is that what Paul's saying? See, he understood the value of people believing together. He understood here the church at Rome, and we can say the church at Rhema. We need to understand and appreciate each other, no matter what our capacity is, no matter what our position is. You know, appreciate. Do you? And I do it. I'll roll down my window as I walk, drive by the parking lot people and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I say thank you to the ushers that are there to help me. You know, y'all off of quiet. I trust you're listening, or maybe you're just saying, I wish you'd hurry up so I can go. But I want to encourage you today to look around this room. Look all the way around. Look up in the balcony. And realize how important each and every person in this room right now, our church, and if you're a visitor, you're important too, because everybody's important to God. How important we are to each other. You know, as a church, we do our best to be there for you at all times with one of the pastoral staff at the hospital or wherever we're needed, because you're important. You're important to God. So if you're important to God, you're important to us. And that's the way you should think. If Carl is important to God, then he's important to me. If Pete, Greg, Bill, Chris, Charlie, Joe, Jeremiah, John. I'm just looking back and seeing different people. If they're important to God, they're important to me. Sometimes we don't realize that way. We don't realize that. We sometimes get so wrapped up in our own little world that we forget about all the others that is in our world with us, our spiritual world with us, that we need to be thankful for. Right over there sits a man, Ernie Holmes. I'm thankful for Ernie. I can call Ernie and say, hey, on Sunday, because he's here. I say, Sunday morning, I need this, I need that, and he makes sure it happens. I'm thankful for Sam Graves over there. He stands at my door every Sunday morning as I come in the speaker's room. I'm thankful for the people running those television cameras back there. Without them, thousands of people couldn't see what we're doing. Without the people that you can't even see behind that big screen right there is a control room where we've got, I don't know how many people up there, making sure that words are on the screen, making sure that all of the equipment's working properly so that people can hear and see what's going on here. I mean, as we sit here, we have our extended Rhema family and 250 Bible schools and 51 nations and almost 4,000 churches pastored by Rhema grads all over the world. They're a part of us. So anybody getting what I'm trying to get, what I feel, what I'm trying to say, it's so important. You know, when we believe in each other, it brings strength to us. It encourages us. You know, when somebody believes in you, it gives you a confidence. So, at this Thanksgiving week, I want each of you to be thankful for what others have done for you and helped you, not just spiritually, but naturally. Now, I hope it doesn't embarrass him, but Gene Dillard, sitting back there, a member of this church for many years now, when we were trying to get a loan and nobody would loan us any money, because we had never borrowed money before. And we had, in his bank, we had a pretty good amount of money. But he helped us, the Rhema Ministries and Kenneth Hagin Ministry, Rhema Church, through the years, in a natural sense. I thank God for that. Because we were to the point that we had to have some cash. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't borrow money. No, it don't. I had to have some cash in order to do what I needed to do for God. Now, we paid it all off. We paid for it. But sometimes we got to realize that God will help us. See, he may not give you the whole lump sum, but he'll give you enough to make the payment every month. Some people don't like that, but that's all right. If you don't like it, that's your problem. But I have always been thankful to Gene for helping. Without his help, this church probably wouldn't be here. Because, see, you need people. Paul was thankful for the love that others showed. So we read these scriptures, and out of these scriptures is where we pull these different things that This is what Paul was thankful for when you read the scriptures. In 1 Thessalonians 3, and may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people grow and overflow just as our love for you overflows. Have you ever noticed as I've read these, he talks about them, but then he talks about himself giving back to them love, faith, encouragement from them. May he, as result, make your hearts strong, blameless, and holy as you stand for before God our Father, our Lord Jesus comes again with all his holy people. Here he is thanking the believers in Thessalonica for their love for one another and for him. The love others give will give you a strength. See, that's the reason that we see that he writes to forsake not the assembling of yourself together. He understood the importance of each other connecting with each other. You know, love from others will help you to be strong. You know, a famous preacher, he preached a message. Man, he had great oratorical ability. And he was preaching this message. He was so joyful when he watched a very intellectual man come forward to receive Christ at the altar. He later asked the man, he said, "What in my sermon persuaded you to give your life to Christ?" This is the man's reply. "It wasn't any of your preaching. It was the little old lady that I met recently who asked me, 'Do you love Jesus, my precious Savior?' I love him and he means everything to me." That simple question from that lady turned his heart to God when it wasn't the best preaching. It wasn't a great sermon. Anytime I have anybody responding, I love people to respond to the altar call for salvation, but I never say, credit it to me. I just happened to be the one that was able to reap the harvest. There had to be a whole lot of other things that was involved. I just happened to be the one that got to reap the harvest. See, you know, take a moment and think about how much love have you showed to somebody recently? Have you made a difference in somebody else's life? You know, it wasn't very long ago, well, back in last December, Lynette and I were celebrating our 53rd wedding anniversary. And that's all right. I don't need to, thank God. And we were sitting there, and an elderly couple came in. What did I do wrong then? And we were talking, and an elderly couple came in and sat down over here. Well, I might have been as old as they were. I don't know. I'm like my daughter. She was talking to me about somebody. She said, "You know that old man," and about 70. And I said, "Baby, I'm older than that." She said, "Oh yeah, but you don't count, Dad." So I don't know. Anyway, they sat down, and it was at a really nice steak restaurant. And you know, sometimes in those places, they're more expensive than they're worth, but you want to, how many understand what I'm saying? And we noticed that after they looked at the menu, they ordered one steak and halved it, and they just ordered one deal and they halved everything. And I was thinking it, and Lynette said, let's pay for their meal. They're probably on fixed income and didn't realize how expensive this place was. We didn't know them. I'd never seen them before in my life. But we did it, and they came over and expressed thanks, and we exchanged names, and I never thought anything about it. And it wasn't very long after that we got a little card from them thanking us. I guess they looked us up or something. I don't know. But, you know, just expressing some love by doing something for somebody that you don't even know. It will help you so much. How many of you remember back when we did the VIP deal with the cards and we paid for different stuff? How many of you got a blessing out of that? You know, and we got many testimonies back, you know, because we put on the little VIP card we put on, you could, where they could go online and write something, you know. And one lady wrote back, and she is going through a divorce, and she had hardly any money, and somebody paid for her meal, I think it was, at one of the, with her and their kids at one of the McDonald's or something, and it was such a blessing to her, you know. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Expressing love is a way of being thankful. See, I told Annette, I am thankful that I can pay for those people's lunch. It's because of what God's done for me. I'm so thankful that I can do that. There was a day that I would have wanted to do it, but I couldn't. How many know what I'm talking about? Aren't we thankful that the position we are in today? How many of you are in a position today that is really 7-8 steps above where you used to be? You used to do good to buy your own self a hamburger. Now you can buy somebody else one. See, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I can express love for others. That's what Paul's talking about here. Let's go one more. Paul was thankful for the participation of others. Philippians 1:3. Every time I think of you, here we go. Every time I thank you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. The church at Philippi supported Paul in his missionary work. And he's expressing thanks for that. He realized he's not accomplishing what he's accomplishing by himself. Paul remembered he escaped from Damascus to live to preach another day because the believers led him down outside the city walls in a basket so he could get away. Paul remembered that he came back after he had been on a surge journey with Christ. And Christ was teaching him. He came back to Jerusalem to present himself. And they wouldn't have anything to do with him because this is the man that had gone about killing him. They didn't know whether he was right or wrong. But Barnabas brought Paul to them and said, hey, we need to realize this. Sometimes people begin to make an expression, and famous people expression their love for Jesus Christ, and some Christians want to stand back and, well, I wonder if they really got anything. I want blah, 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 blah. Hey, I can go back with you. Some of you can go back there too when the charismatic renewal started and people started getting the Holy Spirit. And they didn't get it the same way that their Pentecostal denomination thought they were supposed to get it, and they didn't have anything to do with them. Now they do. But back there, how many, any of you remember when that was going on back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s? Say, come on. Numerous times, team members of Paul's party helped him get through difficult situations. He was thankful when they sent him certain people. The church sent certain people to him there in Rome. You know, throughout history, great things have happened when people join together, when their love and their faith. You know, in John Maxwell's book, Laws of Teamwork, I think he said it really well. The belief that one man can do something great is a myth. And Alex Haley said this, you know, he's the author of Roots. Anytime you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know he had help to get there. You know, all of us have had help with the participation of others. It's important to remember this and say thanks. You know, we're in a reconstruction building of this auditorium, this church building. And you know, it's the participation of all of us. We need to be thankful. We're thankful for the large gifts we got. Praise God for those. But I'm just as thankful for the 50 cents, for the dollar that somebody else gets. You see, it's as we all participate together with what we have, and look what it has done, 800 and some thousand dollars. Now let's turn that around. When we all participate together in our love and our faith, look what we can accomplish. You know, during World War II, 1943, an American pilot named Fred Hagenschmeyer, I'm messing that name up, he was shot down, his plane was shot down over New Guinea. The natives got him and kept him from the enemy soldiers, cured for him, nursed him back to health. Without the help of those natives, he would have probably been taken, captured, or killed. After the war, he remembered those natives, and he wanted to do something to help them. And he personally raised the finances and went to New Guinea and built a school and helped create a plantation in his way of saying, thank you. I'm alive today because of you. You know, today, take time, this week, to say thank you to those that their participation made it possible for you to be where you are today. How many of you graduated from Rhema Bible College? I know a bunch of you did. Thank God for you, and you stayed here. I thank God for it. But let me tell you something. It was other people's participation with you, because your tuition only paid 30% of what it cost for each student to go. The other 70% was through Word Partner Club members, through offerings. Because, see, their participation, you are where you are today. Because those that participated with Paul, he became what he was. Alfred Whitehead said this. He was a British mathematician and philosopher. No one achieves success. No one No one who achieves success does so without the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledging this help with gratitude. No one achieves success without the help of somebody else. I sat here today because of those two men that I mentioned and many others. I believe that thanks will keep us thinking the way I've been talking today, and saying thank you will keep you from getting prideful and thinking how good you are. And I'm going to say this, and some people may not understand, but you're as only as good as God and others have helped you to be. You know, we need to humble ourselves and realize our accomplishments is not on our own. It's God directly behind it all. But other people have helped us achieve what God has put into our hearts. You know, I say it this way: determined to look for something to be thankful for. Just say, I'm gonna determine to look for things to be thankful for. Decide this day that you're never going to look at people like you have before. Look at them like God looks at them. Decide to place a high value on people, especially your fellow Christian. Albert Schweitzer again said this: train yourself never to put off the word or action in an expression of gratitude. You know, somebody said, well, how can I express thanks? Lots of ways. The world we live in today, there's thousands of ways. Text. More people text than you realize. Instagram. Oh, I don't do that. I don't know what it is. There's something else. What is it? That's another one of them. You know, a handwritten note, personal note. A phone call, if you can get them to answer. That's why I say text. Because most of the time, my grandsons, if I text them, I get a response. If I call, they're too busy to answer. Any of you grandparents find out the same thing? But I can text and get an answer. No, I'm just going on with it. But buy a gift for somebody. Just because a thank you. Pray for them. If it's maybe a more mature, elderly person, you might say, that's helped you and yet they're not able to get around, go visit them. Take time to express thanks to God and to others. You'll find out it'll make a big difference in your life. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, I thank God for you. I realize a lot of them, now turn around and tap somebody behind you, because it's not a family member, usually. Sometimes it will be. Now, didn't that just feel good, just to tell somebody, I thank God for you? Huh? Yeah. All of a sudden, it opens up your I don't know what to say. Your your attitude of thankfulness. Heavenly Father, I've talked to these people for a few minutes today to encourage them to be thankful and to realize that they're where they are and they'll get to where they're going in their destiny because of you and those that you have placed in their pathway. Help us, Father, to be ever so thankful for each other. Help us to be thankful for those that you've died for and talk to them about that you love them. But help us to be especially thankful for those of like faith, as you said in your word. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. But I thank you for all of these that call me pastor. I thank you because of what they have done to help us to be where we are today. I lift them up. I thank you for them, Lord. They are mighty in your midst. They're important to you. And they're especially important to me, Lord. Thank you for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.